Welcome back. Joined now by Sue Ann Robinson, our friend, Director of Collections from the Long Beach Museum of Art, and John Frame, a sculptor whose work is now on exhibit. Welcome, both of you, to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
I had the pleasure of attending the opening recently of your exhibit, and it's called Enigma Variations. It'll be at the museum January 7th through April 10th, and it is very, very exciting work. John, tell us about your work.
I consider myself a traditional artist in the sense that I value very carefully crafted objects. Also being traditional, it's very important to me that the work be deeply committed to an examination of the human condition. It's not just art about art. It's about life as I see it. So it's multi-layered, hopefully.
Well, one man's opinion, and I'm not that much into art, as Sue Ann knows, but it really packs a wallop.
Thank you. It really does.
And Sue Ann, I know you're thrilled to have John's work
on exhibition. He is the first in this year, 2005, that we're featuring prominent, important California artists.
And that series is called California Visions.
Yes.
And you'll have a number of
other artists through the year. And John is the first, and his work, as he says, it is so strong because it goes from the very particular recognizable object,
yes,
to universal themes that we all deal with.
Well, let's see if we can share some of this through the magic of television. John brought some images of his work, and the first one is Old Monkey Chase Me, and we have it up on the screen. John, tell us about it.
That's a fairly small-scale carving. The head of the rabbit is maybe 5 or 6 inches tall, and the base that it sits on is another, 4 inches, something like that. There is not a specific story that it tells. I work very intuitively. You would have to see the work to really understand
it.
My basic belief is that art communicates in a separate language, in the same way that classical music does, for example. And the only way to receive that language is to
you
see
can't
it
talk about
and
it.
Get it. Yeah.
Okay.
But there is a lot of some literary content in the sense of including words.
I've noticed. Now, you actually got your B.A. in literature, I read in your resume, and then
exactly.
You switched gears to sculpture, but obviously you keep a literary interest.
Yeah, I very much retained the interest in literature and theater and the arts in general, and all of those things are actually brought in, at least indirectly, into the work. I spent a lot of time looking at lots of resource material, reading a lot,
sure.
And eventually it finds its way in.
Let's take a look at another image to see what I have seen, which is a signature piece. I think it's on the front of the catalog.
And I particularly want to point out for viewers who are looking at this that it includes found objects. So
yeah, there's a great tradition in, especially California, in assemblage, the use of found components. And
now, found being not like in lost and found.
No, found meaning something you find in the world that's been used for another purpose
okay.
And is brought into art. And my intention is to find a way of incorporating very carefully crafted components that I actually make with the things that I find in such a way that they appear almost to be seamlessly joined.
Wow. And the final image we have is As Water Is in Water. And what are we seeing?
This is actually a piece that was commissioned by the Huntington Board of Overseers as a gift for their retiring director of collections a couple of years ago. And I can't really tell you what it's about.
It is what it is.
The central component is very carefully carved, and then it's in a found container.
Yeah. Well, I had the pleasure of going through the opening night at the gallery on opening night, and I was so struck by the name of one of your pieces that I wrote it down. It's a three-dimensional sculpture of a skeleton, and the name of the piece is this: What You Are, I Once Was. What I Am, You One Day Will Be. Certainly a food for thought, and unambiguously true.
Yes. Well, that's actually a saying that is attributed to Carthusian monks in the catacombs under Paris. You see these rooms that are constructed out of human skeletons, and the purpose is to remind us that it's important to live.
Well, amen to that, and I'm reminded of, I guess, in Hamlet with the gravediggers talking about the stuff. That's what immediately came to mind.
Shakespeare is extremely important to me. I read Shakespeare because I really love him, not because somebody, you know, tells me I have to. But his work definitely finds its way into mine.
Well, Sue Ann, you guys are doing really exciting exhibits
Thank
and
you.
Work at the museum. As you know, it's one of my favorite venues in town. And just for the record, you now have Craig's serving great food and a bookstore.
And we're open Thursday evenings.
Thursday evenings and free Fridays. What is that, the first Friday?
First Friday.
First Friday of the month is free.
And this particular exhibition, John and the guest curator will be talking on Sunday, January 20th.
Okay.
So that might be a good time for people to come and receive more insight into it. But anyone who comes, I think, as you can see, John's work is hung high and low, and it's very dramatic.
Yeah. I don't pretend to have great understanding of art, but it does have a wallop, I will tell you that. So if you reach someone like me...
Great art.
Thank you for joining us on this has been a wonderful first show of the new year. We've had six magnificent guests, and thank you at home for watching. We're now in 35 cities. We're very thrilled to be throughout Southern California. And please all join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk is brought to you by Southern California Edison and other fine sponsors. Support the quality sponsors who support Straight Talk.